Today is the 18th day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. I'm Brian. Man, it's good to be here with you today. Really good to be here with you today. Grateful. Grateful to have this safe oasis in the middle of the chaos that life can throw in our direction. And we don't have to look that far. It's chaotic everywhere. For lots of reasons, I guess. It's just a chaotic world that we live in. So to step back from the activity, like this, the flurry of it all, the blur of it all, and retreat into this little place around this campfire together is really good. I'm really grateful. So, we're taking a journey, and the journey leads us through everything in the Bible. Every word, verse, book, chapter, everything. And right now, since the beginning of the year, we have worked our way all the way into the book of 1 Kings. And in the book of 1 Kings, we have met a prophet named Elijah. And Elijah has had a showdown. I mean, there's been great famine in the land. And he has had a showdown with the prophets of Baal. God showed up and won the hearts of his people back from their idolatry, from their betrayal. He won their hearts back. And the prophets of Baal didn't make it through that. Rain returned to the land. I mean, a mighty outpouring of God's power has been displayed. Let's continue the journey. 1 Kings chapter 19. Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including how he had executed all the prophets. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah. She said, "May the gods strike me dead if by this time tomorrow I don't take your life the way you took the lives of Baal's prophets." Frightened, Elijah fled to save his life. He came to Beersheba in Judah and left his servant there. Then he traveled through the wilderness for a day. He sat down under a broom plant and wanted to die. "I've had enough now, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down and slept under the broom plant. An angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." When he looked, he saw near his head some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate, drank, and went to sleep again. The angel of the Lord came back and woke him up again. The angel said, "Get up and eat, or your journey will be too much for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled for 40 days and nights until he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. Then the Lord spoke his word to Elijah. He asked, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "Lord, God of armies, I have eagerly served you. The Israelites have abandoned your promises, torn down your altars, and executed your prophets. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to take my life." God said, "Go out and stand in front of the Lord on the mountain." As the Lord was passing by, a fierce wind tore mountains and shattered rocks ahead of the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind came an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, there was a quiet, whispering voice. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his coat, went out, and stood at the entrance of the cave. And the voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "Lord God of armies, I have eagerly served you. The Israelites have abandoned your promises, torn down your altars, and executed your prophets. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to take my life." The Lord told him, "Go back to the wilderness near Damascus, the same way you came. When you get there, anoint Hazael as king of Aram. Anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king of Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel Meholah, as prophet to take your place. If anyone escapes from Hazael's sword, Jehu will kill him. And if anyone escapes from Jehu's sword, Elisha will kill him. But I still have 7,000 people in Israel whose knees have not knelt to worship Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him." Elijah found Elisha, son of Shaphat. Elisha was plowing behind 12 pairs of oxen. He was using the 12th pair. Elijah took off his coat and put it on Elisha. So Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, then I will follow you." "Go back," Elijah answered him. "I'm not stopping you." Elisha left him, took two oxen, and butchered them. He boiled the meat using the oxen's yoke for firewood. He gave the meat to the people to eat, and he left to follow and assist Elijah. Acts 12, 1 through 23. About that time, King Herod devoted his attention to mistreating certain members of the church. He had James, the brother of John, executed. When he saw how this pleased the Jews, he arrested Peter too. This happened during the days of unleavened bread. After capturing Peter, Herod had him thrown into prison with 16 soldiers in squads of four to guard him. Herod wanted to bring Peter to trial in front of the people after Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was praying very hard to God for him. The night before Herod was going to bring Peter to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. His hands were bound with two chains, and guards were in front of the door. They were watching the prison. Suddenly, an angel from the Lord stood near Peter, and his cell was filled with light. The angel nudged Peter's side, woke him up, and said, "Hurry, get up." At that moment, the chains fell from Peter's hands. The angel told him, "Put your shoes on and get ready to go." Peter did this. Then the angel told him, "Put your coat on and follow me." Peter followed the angel out of the cell. He didn't realize that what the angel was doing was actually happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guard posts and came to the iron gate that led into the city. This gate opened by itself for them, so they went outside and up the street. The angel suddenly left Peter. When Peter came to his senses, he said, "Now I'm sure that the Lord sent his angel to rescue me from Herod and from everything the Jewish people are expecting to happen to me." When Peter realized what had happened, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark. Many people had gathered at her home and were praying. Peter knocked on the door of the entryway, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so happy that instead of opening the door, she ran back inside and reported, Peter is standing at the door. The people told her, "You're crazy." But she insisted that Peter was at the door. They said, "It has to be his angel." But Peter kept knocking. When they opened the door, they were shocked to see him. Peter motioned with his hand to quiet them down and told them how the Lord had taken him out of prison. He added, "Tell James and the other believers about this." Then he left and went somewhere else. In the morning, the soldiers were in an uproar over what had happened to Peter. Herod searched for Peter but couldn't find him. So he questioned the guards and gave orders to have them executed. Then Herod left Judea and went to Caesarea, where he stayed for a while. Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They were going to meet with Herod. They had agreed on what they wanted to do. They enlisted the help of Blastus to ask Herod for terms of peace. This was because their cities depended on Herod for their food supply. Blastus was in charge of the king's living quarters. The appointed day came. Herod, wearing his royal clothes, sat on his throne and began making a speech to them. The people started shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Immediately, an angel from the Lord killed Herod for not giving glory to God. Herod was eaten by maggots, and he died. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the only one who does miraculous things because his mercy endures forever. The one who made the heavens by his understanding because his mercy endures forever. To the one who spread out the earth on the water because his mercy endures forever. To the one who made the great lights because his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule the day because his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule the nights, because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the one who killed the firstborn males in Egypt, because his mercy endures forever. He brought Israel out from among them, because his mercy endures forever. With a mighty hand and a powerful arm, because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the one who divided the Red Sea, because his mercy endures forever. He led Israel through the middle of it, because his mercy endures forever. He swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the one who led his people through the deserts, because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the one who defeated powerful kings, because his mercy endures forever. He killed mighty kings, because his mercy endures forever. King Sion of the Amorites, because his mercy endures forever. And King Og of Bashan, because his mercy endures forever. He gave their land as an inheritance, because his mercy endures forever. As an inheritance for his servant Israel, because his mercy endures forever. He remembered us when we were humiliated, because his mercy endures forever. He snatched us from the grasp of our enemies, because his mercy endures forever. He gives food to every living creature, because his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, because his mercy endures forever. Proverbs 17, 14, and 15. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. So stop before the argument gets out of control. Whoever approves of wicked people and whoever condemns righteous people is disgusting to the Lord. Okay, so have you ever got a text that ruined your day or week? That just kind of stuck with you and became a cloud over you and kind of ruined everything, or got some information that just shook your reality and put you on the run and was confusing? That's kind of what we have going on in 1 Kings today. So we have this unbelievable confrontation between the priests of Baal and Elijah on Mount Carmel. There had been drought in the land. God showed up, like with fire from the sky. The people's hearts were won back to God. Rain returned to the land. Right? So like, this is unbelievable display. And Elijah is in the center of it. So he should feel like well protected by the Lord of Heaven's armies. King Ahab was married to a Phoenician princess, and her name was Jezebel, and she worshipped Baal. And so when she found out that Baal's prophets, all 400 of them, were killed, she was enraged. Baal had been humiliated. And so she sent a little message to Elijah. In today's reading, may the gods strike me dead and kill me if this by this time tomorrow I have not killed you the same way you killed them. With all that God had done and all of the power that landed, and Elijah ran for his life. And he didn't just run a little way. So from Mount Carmel to Beersheba, which is his like first leg of his journey, that's 115 miles on foot to Beersheba. And then he journeyed another 250 miles into the deserts. This is not like cars and air conditioning. But he's going back to the mountain of God, and he's in a cave there. He is suffering emotional depression. He is feeling hopeless and completely isolated and absolutely alone. So after all that God had done, he still feels alone. And those kinds of feelings, they make us run. And so here is Elijah going all the way back to the place where God gave Moses the law, and he's like trying to like find God there. And God does show up and asks him a fascinating question. What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here? And he pours out his heart about how he has served God faithfully, how he has been faithful, how he has been loyal, how he did not betray God, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant. And they've torn down the altars and they've killed everyone around him, and that he's the only one left. And they're trying to kill him. And so God asks him to come out and stand before him. And it's very dramatic and very telling, because a mighty windstorm ravaged the mountain, but God wasn't in it. And then there was an earthquake and the earth shook and God wasn't in it. And then there was fire on the mountain, but God wasn't in the fire. And then there was a gentle whisper. And Elijah went out to meet with God. And God told Elijah, go back the same way you came. I need you to anoint some kings. And I need you to anoint your predecessor. This is a fascinating story. And one that we, on some level, maybe very, very deep levels, can relate to. Where we feel like we are the only one in something. We feel abandoned and isolated. The emotional depression is heavy. And we journey and we're looking for God and we're like, what happened? Like, how could this happen? Where are you? And God might be saying to any of us today, how did you get here? What are you doing here? Why are you here? Go back the way you came. There is still work for you to do. The story isn't over yet. Plenty to think about there. Hard to hear those things if life has been just flattened and every like nerve ending emotionally is just on fire and tingling and we're in just such distress and pain that we despair for our lives, because this is where Elijah is. Kill me. Take my life from me. I can't take it anymore. I'm the only one left. I have done my best to be faithful. Where are you? It's hard to hear. What are you doing here? Go back the way you came. And yet it's so deeply encouraging as well that the story isn't over, and maybe we went on the run from other people's transgressions, other threats from the outside, other things that cut us off at the knees and flattened us that we didn't do. And so we ran from where we were to try to find some hope and some answers. And maybe the answer is go back the way you came. It wasn't you. There's still things for you to do where you were. You were where I needed you to be. It wasn't you. And so, maybe as we think about that in our own lives and in our own contexts and in our own stories, maybe there's encouragement there. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. This story reveals a lot about our human nature and a lot about our human stories. And so underneath it all, in the depths of it all, it has the power to touch us incredibly deeply. And so we open our hearts to this story and to its message. And we invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us about the way that we should go. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. Daily Audio Bible app is the app. It's home base. Check it out. Be connected. Stay connected. The community section of either is where to get connected. All the different links to the social media channels that we participate in are there. The prayer wall is there. check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. We are celebrating the 20th year, so every day is a little bit of a celebration. There's music that we've been releasing as part of just sharing the story of how we got here. So I've released a song, Love Will Not Care. I am so grateful for your kindness and the ways that that song is getting used. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, check it out. Look for my name, Love Will Not Care, anywhere you can listen to music. And let me know what you think. And then there's the other songs that we've released. Put these on your playlist as well. Jill's song was the first one out. It's called I Found Grace. And we shared that story back in February. And then we released When the Bow Breaks. With the big surprise, Ezekiel, our son Ezekiel, the Daily Audio baby, singing that song and sharing that story. So you can find all of those as we continue in this celebration through this year. And I hope you will. I hope you'll share them. I hope you put them on your playlists. I hope they can be part of your day and part of your story as we go through this year. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, family. This is Bart in Kentucky, and I want to lift up my son, Ethan, who has in 4 hours a difficult meeting, and he's leading the meeting, and it's with the company owner. And just pray that he is guided by the Holy Spirit, that he asks for God to give him the words to use, and that the meeting will be a win-win for everybody. I just especially just want him to seek the Lord's guidance. So thank you for praying in advance. I know God is listening. Heavenly Father, I lift up Ethan to you, and I ask for you to guide him today. Give him the words to speak. Soften the hearts of those who might be challenged or upset by the conversation that is happening. Lord, we know all things work for good in you, and we say this with confidence. So again, I lift up my son. Thank you, Lord, for being in his life and in my life and guiding us together. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. This is Bart in Kentucky, and I am walking in the light.
Hi, Dad family. Jillian from Florida calling in. Praying for Humboldt in Northern California, who called in on June 10th. Lord Jesus, hi. Thank you so much that we can just come before you, Lord, that we can just sit at your feet and submit all of our worries and our cares to you. And Jesus, tonight we lift up our sweet sister, Humboldt in Northern California. Lord, I pray that you just surround her with peace. God is settling in her spirit. Lord, she said that she's low. She's really stressed. And God, I just pray that you show her, Lord, that you are right there by her side. Lord, that she's not alone or abandoned in this situation. Lord, I just thank you so much that you've given her a new job. Lord, that you've provided for her in that way. And I pray that you just point out to her in all the little ways that you've provided. Lord, show her that you are somebody who's worthy of trust. Lord, that we know that we can trust you. And I pray that you show her all of the, and bring to her mind, Lord, just the forefront of all of the ways that you've provided for her, Lord, because you love her so much. And Lord, I just pray for her relationship with her husband. Lord, we praise you also that her husband's starting his new business. That's so exciting that you've just brought about that new venture for them. But she's under a lot of pressure in deciding on whether or not, or just how to keep up bookkeeping when it's not her strength and she's working full time. And Jesus, I pray that you just give her all wisdom and discernment to handle that situation, whether it be a conversation with her husband, whether it be just learning more, whether it be whatever it is, God. I pray that you just give her the grace to accept what she can and can't do, Lord, and just the encouragement that it's okay. Lord, we pray blessings over her son, Lord, as he's transferring, and just a settling of peace over the whole family. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Hello, everyone. This is Rosemary, and I'm calling in to say that I have listened to Brian's new song, and it brings me to tears. And so it's bringing me to tears right now. It's beautiful. And thank you for that song and for 20 years of dedication and even more to your marriage and to all of us. So I don't know why I'm crying these days, but it's just very emotional. So in a good way, these are positive, good tears. Okay, so I will be calling in. I have asked for prayers for a new job. maybe that's a little bit of why I'm crying, but actually, I'm very happy to be out of that job, but I need a job. So, you know, it's one of those things. So please keep praying for that, and I'm praying for everybody every day. All right, thank you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Amina out of Ohio. I am calling to solicit your prayers for a friend of mine who's been battling cancer. Her name is LaShonda Brown. I ask that you guys all keep her lifted up in prayer. We would greatly appreciate it. She definitely needs it. I ask that you just pray for her strength and that God gets her through this storm that she's enduring right now and that she comes out victorious. I love you all. Thank you so much for your help and your prayers. And I'm always listening and praying along with you. Thank you so much. Take care, guys.